It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll get some advice for parents who are sending their kids off to college this week.
First, a new investigation out this weekend finds some serious gaps in Wisconsin's system for tracking dangerous police chases. While police are supposed to report all of their chases to state authorities, the investigation found that many incidents are missing from state records and statistics presented to the public, essentially making police chases in Wisconsin look a little safer than they actually are.
At least 28 deaths from 2002 to 2013 stemming from police chases have not been counted in Wisconsin statistics. If each of these deaths were counted, the statewide death toll during that time period would jump by 50%.
Joining us now to talk more about the investigation is Keegan Kyle. He's a reporter with the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly did you set out to find in this investigation?
We were looking into kind of chases, trends in police chases, that is, and we wanted to try to get an accurate count of how many police chases are happening. You know, is there something changing about police chases in Wisconsin? And part of this stemmed from the fact that there's been a lot of debate in Wisconsin in recent years about doing police chases, specifically when it comes to minor offenses like speeding or other traffic violations. So we were seeking out data and records to try to get an accurate count, and that's when we stumbled across a different story.
And this has been a big issue in Milwaukee lately, too, with them essentially saying, no, we're not going to do police chases in most circumstances.
Exactly. They had four very high-profile deaths back in 2009 and 2010 that prompted that city's police chief, as well as other departments across the state, to limit how often police officers could chase people for traffic infractions and other minor things. Basically, their argument was that the risk of, you know, an innocent bystander being killed or hurt or an officer being hurt just wasn't worth it for those types of infractions.
So you were looking for this data. So where's this supposed to come from? When there's a police chase, when someone is killed or injured during a police chase, a suspect, a bystander, officer, what is supposed to happen with reporting to the state here?
Right. So this goes back to all the way back to like 1997 and 1998. The state started requiring that police departments and any law enforcement agency in the state had to report all of their chases to the State Department of Transportation. And the idea was back then they had no idea how many police chases were happening, and lawmakers wanted to get a better picture of what are the risks involved when police do engage in these types of things. So now police are supposed to report every single one of their chases, you know, no matter how long it was, no matter if someone was injured or died. But they have to report a lot of basic information, like the distance of their chase, the top speed, you know, how many people were injured or killed, you know, all these factors that can help both law enforcement officials and lawmakers make decisions about, okay, these are the types of situations where we want officers to be pursuing people at high speeds.
So you say they have to report this, but you went looking for the data. What did you actually find?
Right. So what we did is we got a dump, basically, of the state's records of police chases and then compared those records to coroner records and federal data and a lot of news archives to try to figure out how many police chases are actually in this database. You know, is it an accurate metric for how safe police chases are in Wisconsin? And through that process, we found that there were pretty significant gaps in some areas. We really drilled into the number of deaths because there are so many records, so many more records when it comes to deaths, and it's often more written about in the news media. So those types of cases are going to be a lot easier to find in kind of our historical research. In some cases, we are also able to expand it to injury type pursuits because individual police departments kept internal statistics that were in addition to what they were required to report to the state. Milwaukee police is a really great example of that. Their internal statistics from 2007 to 2015 showed about 100 more pursuits that had injuries than what was included in the state records.
Talking to Keegan Kyle from Gannett, Wisconsin Media about an investigation into police chases and the reporting of those chases as required under state law. The report found a big gap between chases that happened, in some cases involving deaths, and what ended up going to the state and the information that's available to lawmakers and the public. So the next step, Keegan, you had found this discrepancy, and then you went to police departments around the state where you found these discrepancies. What kind of things did you hear from police administrators?
We got we talked to a lot of police agencies. In four of these deaths that we identified, the agencies acknowledged that they mistakenly did not report these deaths as required by law. And in at least three of those cases, they have already corrected the state records, basically. In seven other cases, agencies kind of disputed whether these deaths were supposed to be reported to the state or whether they were reported. You know, we had one agency that insisted and showed us documents that they had reported a death to the state, but for some reason that death was not in state records. But for the vast majority of the deaths that we identified and talked with agencies about, like all of the Milwaukee cases, agencies came back to us and said, we don't know why these numbers are not in the state records. They either didn't have adequate internal records to try to verify what was going on, or the cases were so long ago that they just didn't have any anecdotal memory of those cases either to try to say why an officer did or did not report, or to say that it was reported or wasn't reported.
So in some of those cases, it's possible, and in some cases it was confirmed that there might have been confusion about what constitutes a police chase. Things like, I think I read in your piece, there was a chase, the chase broke off, and then the accident happened. Things like that. Or we were following them for a while before they pulled over, but it wasn't really a chase. So is there some gray area over what a police chase is?
Yeah, a great example that we came across quite a bit was these chases where police would be pursuing somebody for quite a while and made a calculation about it's too risky to continue this. So they stopped their pursuit. But then, you know, moments later, seconds later, even minutes later, the person that they were pursuing crashed and died. And in these cases, you know, police were pursuing somebody, but then they technically ended their pursuit. And so there was some question about, should those types of deaths be counted in how dangerous pursuits are, where these are deaths that occurred shortly after a pursuit, but not during it. And we heard a lot of debate from law enforcement about whether those types of cases should or should not be included. And that was part of the interesting part of this piece, was that there is no kind of clear direction for a lot of agencies on these types of instances.
So as you mentioned, this goes back to a law that went into effect in 1998.
Right.
So 17 years, was there any indication that at any point in those 17 years, the state was getting the data that lawmakers had wanted it to have in passing this law in the first place?
Yes. So initially, they had a lot of troubles getting data from law enforcement agencies. In fact, back in, I think, 2004, the Appleton Post-Crescent and the Wisconsin State Journal both pointed out that, you know, less than half of law enforcement agencies in the state were complying with the law. And at that time, the state kind of stepped forward and said, you know, we need to take new efforts and try to increase compliance with this law. And so they adopted a new electronic reporting system. And since that time, there's been much more detailed data and electronic records. You know, the data that we have goes back to about 2002 forward is when the records are pretty consistent. The state law says that the state only has to keep these records for about a decade, but in our case, they have kept these data around for quite a while, so we can go even further back than a decade.
As we wrap up, talking to police departments, the Department of Transportation, is there any indication that, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to try on this again and try to get consistent data here?
The Department of Transportation is interesting because they had their own kind of aspect of the state law that they weren't complying with. You know, actually reporting chases is something that's on a local police department or a state law enforcement agency. But the Department of Transportation was kind of responsible for compiling all this data and then reporting statistics from it every 2 years to state lawmakers. They actually haven't done that since 2007. They acknowledged to us that they have not complied with that law since 2007. and in light of our investigation, have pledged to renew the promise they made long ago to provide these statistics to lawmakers and the public every 2 years. So that's going to be happening pretty soon, and is a new glimpse at this data that, that people will get. Like I said, agencies have already corrected some of the deaths, and in other cases are reviewing deaths.
Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us today. That was Keegan Kyle, reporter with the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team. He joined us to talk about Gannett's investigation into police chase statistics here in Wisconsin.